that you have heard the Lord's voice and chosen to follow Him.
Il juste il trouve juste ça une bénédiction de voir que Frankie a entendu l'appel de Dieu et qu'il l'a suivi.
Bless you, man. Christian, quand j'ai commencé à penser de ce que j'allais dire.
So Christian, when I was thinking about what I was going to say.
Les deux choses que qui m'ont impressionné d'abord c'était.
So there's two things that really impressed me.
C'est que d'abord quand je te vois. Quand je te vois surtout dans notre groupe.
So first of all, when I see you in our group,
tu non seulement avec notre groupe, mais même quand je suis allé au Québec.
Not only with our group, but when I went to Québec.
Je te vois comme quelqu'un qui est toujours plein de joie.
I see you as someone who's always full of joy.
Et je vois une ambiance très très vivifiante dans ta vie.
I see a presence of
real vivifiante.
Alive, really alive.
Yeah, a fire in your life.
Et c'est remarquable de considérer comment le Seigneur a chargé avec toutes ces joies.
It's amazing to consider how God has filled you with this joy.
Et alors deuxièmement, chaque fois, je suis toujours encouragé de te voir quand tu pries chaque fois.
Second of all, I'm always encouraged when I see you and hear you pray.
Parce que tu es un homme qui a un cœur. Je sais pas comment dire, mais desperate.
Because you have a heart that is desperate.
C'est comme
un espoir qui recherche.
Qui cherche le Seigneur avec toute sa force.
A heart that sees God with all his strength.
Et c'est comme dans un désert. Par exemple, tu es dans un désert et il n'y a presque rien d'humidité ou de l'eau ou quoi que ce soit.
It's like if you're in a desert and there's like no water, no humidity.
Ton esprit que tu amènes, enfin que qui, l'esprit que je vois en toi, c'est quelque chose comme ça qui est. Et c'est clair que tu es quelqu'un qui a besoin de Dieu et tu le reconnais.
The spirit I see in you is one that is kind of like a spring in the desert, and that after that God. And that it's obvious that you seek God.
Yeah. J'apprécie comment tu peux nous animer et comment tu peux nous guider dans la présence de Dieu.
I appreciate how you help us to come into the Lord's presence through the worship.
Donc,
how you guide us into the Lord's presence.
Je t'encourage juste de continuer à.
I encourage you to just continue.
Comme ça quoi.
To continue what you have been doing.
June, I just have, ever since I met you guys last year.
Depuis que je vous ai rencontré l'année passée.
Every time I am in your presence, you exude hospitality.
Chaque fois que je suis avec vous, tu débordes d'hospitalité.
And you don't realize how much of a refreshment you've been to my heart.
Et je pense pas que tu comprends comment tu as été un rafraîchissement pour mon cœur.
Not just, you know, back in the in North Carolina, but here on the team.
Et pas juste en Caroline du Nord, mais aussi ici avec l'équipe.
You have been a servant non-stop to us, Stalin.
T'as été sans arrêt une servante pour un serviteur.
And I just want to recognize that and tell you I appreciate that.
Je veux juste qu'on reconnaisse puis que tu puisses qu'on l'apprécie beaucoup.
You know, the Lord's heart towards you, I feel like he's just so pleased.
Je sens que Dieu, quand il pense à toi, il est juste vraiment, il trouve ça vraiment plaisant de te voir.
And it's remarkable to see how you are passing this legacy to your children.
C'est beau de voir que tu passes, que tu transmets tout cet héritage là à tes enfants.
It's just a blessing to my soul. How much you have, you know, it's almost a behind the scenes type.
C'est vraiment une bénédiction pour moi de voir ça parce que c'est vraiment un travail que tu fais, c'est vraiment un travail qu'on voit pas toujours en premier plan.
You know, the people on the stage don't really see that we had a meal 2 hours earlier.
Le monde qui nous regarde sur stage, ils savent pas vraiment qu'on a eu un repas 2 heures avant.
So. All that to say, you know, I appreciate the way that you just carry yourself as a servant to the whole group.
Je suis juste content de voir comment tu es un vrai serviteur pour tout le groupe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stéphanie? C'est remarquable de voir comment le Seigneur travaille dans ton cœur et ta vie.
It's remarkable to see God work in your heart and in your life.
Surtout comme le Seigneur qui donne le pouvoir de créer quelque chose.
And just like God gives the power to create something.
Il y a un Dieu qui effectivement il nous a créé, mais il nous a donné le pouvoir de composer, de créer les choses et de s'exprimer.
God created us, but he also gave us the ability to compose and to create and to being inspired.
Et donc, c'est très évident à moi et j'imagine à chaque personne dans le groupe que
it's really evident to everyone in this team to see that.
Que Dieu t'utilise comme quelqu'un qui exprime justement les caractères de Dieu. The Lord uses.
Yeah, the Lord uses you to just show. And what you do, it shows what who God is in everything you do.
You know, quand tu chantes sur l'estrade,
when you sing on the stage,
il y a un lien qui est créé avec les gens.
There's a link with the crowd.
Parce que tu c'est un petit peu comme je disais à Frankie tout à l'heure.
Just a bit like I was saying to Frankie earlier.
Tu te portes comme quelqu'un qui ouvre le cœur pour que les gens puissent voir les trésors qui sont dedans.
You're someone that opened up this art so people can see all the treasures in it.
Mm-hmm. Dieu a été glorifié dans tout ce que tu as fait déjà, et je sais que ça va continuer pendant les derniers jours qu'on a ensemble.
God has been glorified in everything you did to this day. We know that he will still work in the coming days.
Donc, merci beaucoup pour d'avoir montré comment le Seigneur a transformé ta vie.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot to show us how God transformed your life.
John.
Speaking of behind the scenes.
En parlant de derrière la scène.
You have been an asset to this. You know, well beyond what I even understand to this project.
T'as été un morceau du projet que même nous on peut pas imaginer tellement qui fait beaucoup.
The hours that you've taken to make it possible for people to know what God is burdening this team with and Greg with.
Donc, toutes les heures que tu as passé à travailler pour que le monde sache c'est quoi le fardeau de notre équipe et de Greg.
Bonjour. You've been the legs to the vision.
Tu as été les jambes de la vision.
And so the vision would have remained just that without you. Alors la vision aurait resté
la même.
C'est la même sans lui. You know. So I mean, you know, I just want to recognize that and tell you I appreciate the way that you have. I mean, nobody probably will ever know that John Dudek created the website, made the sound happen. Made the money happen, made the whatever else.
Il n'y a pas grand monde qui va savoir que c'est John Dudek qui est en arrière du site web, du son, de tout ce qui était financement et tout ça.
But at the end of the day, God's heart is pleased because he knows that your position was vital.
À la fin du voyage, on sait que Dieu est vraiment eu du plaisir à voir tout ce qu'il a fait.
Jusqu'à la fin de la journée, même si les gens ne savent pas que.
Oh, Dieu est content.
Ouais, c'est Dieu qui son cœur a été.
Le cœur de Dieu a vraiment été touché, même si le monde s'en va à l'entendre sur tout ce que John a fait.
So, you know, thanks for being willing to be the force behind the group moving us towards our goal.
Merci d'être la force qui pousse le groupe jusqu'à son but. Mm-hmm.
Dina. This is interesting that I was actually going to mention how much I appreciate the Lord's expression through you in dance. I wasn't aware when I was thinking about this that you guys were going to do the dance last night.
Je l'ai vraiment apprécié. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait à travers la danse, tout ça, puis j'avais pas réalisé que vous alliez tout faire ça hier soir.
So it's really, really cool that it happened like that, but
c'est vraiment cool que ça arrive comme ça.
It's just remarkable. And Greg and Juno, I want you guys to receive this too. To see, you know, the heritage and the legacy that Greg, the very thing that has been the wound in your heart, is now the thing that releases your children to express who they are.
Donc, il veut juste montrer à Dean et à Greg que leur héritage, puis tout ce qui leur vie continue dans leur enfant, puis de voir tout ça. Puis le fait que, qu'est-ce qui était la même blessure de Greg avant, c'est vraiment qu'est-ce qui fait la force de ses enfants. Mm.
And Dana, you know, I remember just when I was first getting to know you and the family.
Donc, je me rappelle juste quand j'ai commencé à te connaître, toi et toute la famille.
I really was touched and encouraged to see how freely you share love with other people.
C'est vraiment remarquable la manière qu'elle partage son amour avec les autres.
And it's very, I mean, this, you know, it's extremely amazing because in my hit past, I did not come from a family, you know, that shares love like that.
C'est vraiment incroyable parce que dans la famille d'avant, il n'y a pas vrai, il n'y a jamais vu vraiment une manière de partager son amour comme ça. Autant
so, you know, thanks for, without even realizing it, thanks for expressing yourself and allowing God to shape you at a young age to become a woman who loves the Lord.
Merci, même si tu ne sais pas, pour toute l'expression que tu mets dans aimer les autres, puis que Dieu est vraiment en train de te former à devenir une femme qui va vraiment aider tout le monde, puis montrer de l'amour pour tout le monde.
Take a moment to think maybe and just go back through a little bit of what you've been encouraging and just see what the Lord brings. Dina, honey, I so appreciate your courage. You just the dance that was supposed to happen was supposed to be just Elise, but Dina just jumped right in and wanted to help and be a part and express and all these things, you know. There's many people who would never have the courage to just put themselves out there like that. And I love your expressions when you dance. Mm-hmm. It's so sweet. And last night, the response to the dance was really strong. Mm-hmm. And and I want to thank you for helping your sister. I think there's been some of that going on, Lisa, trying to help you figure out what to do. And you're at an age where you're kind of changing, right? You're going to become more like these guys here soon.
That are so cool, by the way.
And I've had a chance to see each of my kids mature, and it's just a real delight. So, let's see. Stephanie, you know, the first time that we ever encountered the group from Montreal, like when we all came up to see you guys, we all came up in 2000 and we played in the park in Baie des Fées, took a team up there. You were so bright. You were just like the one spot we all saw. Everybody saw Stephanie. And your exuberance and your celebration of the Lord is such an encouragement for the entire team. We were all very humbled. And your openness to connect with us has been one of the major factors in keeping the relationship with Montreal alive. The Lord has really used you. And He's given you a special gift to really understand the complexity of His heart. You said something to me when we were in Montreal in February. You said the Lord had given you songs in French that every French person would understand. I immediately understood his heart in that. For those of us who are English speakers only, there's a hierarchy in the French world of language. Because France has invested itself in French civilization, because man is the measure of all things. Follow me here. Man is the measure of all things. And French man is a higher measure because French man has understood this and has invested itself. They've invested themselves in man. And so expressions of culture and language and art and cutting-edge philosophy and all these things, they feel like are their own, their inheritance, because they have invested themselves. And people like other places in the world who do not make that investment are considered lower. Well, one of the expressions is in language. And Quebec language, it was Louis the 16th, I believe, who called Quebec the outhouse, the toilet.
The big house.
Right, the toilet out back. In the back house. And it's a position of strength to the Lord to say that doesn't matter to me. I'm going to rise above that distinction, and I'm going to use language that everybody understands. Because I always say le français est le français. French is French. I hear people talk about the hierarchy of French when I meet people, and all I say, the French is French. And I appreciate your wisdom in that. You know? So me and June and our family have always had a special place to just celebrate you. We really enjoy you.
You're like a box full of surprises.
You're like a box of chocolate.
Like a new Kinder surprise every day.
Yeah, when we first met Stephanie, we fell so in love with Stephanie that after our trip, we arranged for a ticket to have her fly to Charlotte so we could spend more time with her.
Oh, it was Don Likens.
Don Likens. Yeah.
A buddy pass.
Yeah.
Brandon,
Josh's
dad.
Oh.
The drummer?
He
works for...
Frankie. If anybody's been chosen, it's you. The Lord has reached in your life, he's reached in your world. Your dad, your aunt, your mom, and all that stuff, and he's picked you. He has chosen you. Mm-hmm. And he wants to affirm that time and time again, that you are chosen, you are selected, and he is your father. The Lord himself is your father. And he's very, very pleased to call you his son. And I see in your life, like in my life, I see that the Lord has reached in and called you, and he will tell you exactly where to go and what to do, and you will need him, and he loves that relationship. You're going to taste things, Frankie, that others don't have the privilege of knowing. We really love you, Frankie, and I'm so pleased you're on this trip. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we could not do this without you. Mm-hmm. And I so look forward to your time in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Not because it's part of my vision, but because my father, who's your father, has spoken to you. Mm-hmm. And I have tons of expectation for that kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. Between you and the Lord. Bless you, Frank.
Mm-hmm. When I heard you were coming to Montreal, I didn't really know you. I didn't really all right, this cool guy's going to Montreal, but I didn't know you that much. But then this trip, man, it made me love you, man. I love you, Frankie, man. I can't wait for you to come to Montreal, man. We're going to have a blast together. You're a cool guy, man. I'm really happy to know you, man. And God, God is going to do some crazy things with you, man. I just want you to know, man, I can't wait till you come to Montreal. Because I don't want to stop seeing you after this trip, you know. I want to be there for you, man. Like I told you before, when we prayed for you, I told you I want to be there for you. I want to be there for you, man. I want you to be a really good friend. And I want to be there for you, man. You know when people click, and you know, special bond just clicks, you know? That's what happened, man. I just fell in love with you like that. Yeah. You're a cool guy, thank you.
Awesome. I want to add something. I'm probably the person that knows the best in this room, because we've grown up together and been through so many things. And I appreciate you so much. And you're probably, out of all my friends from Charlotte, you're probably the one I miss the most. Because you've always been there with me, you know what I mean? And people will hang out sometimes, and they'll hang out sometimes, and they'll get girlfriends, they just don't hang out with you anymore. You know what I mean? But I mean, up and down, dude, we're always there, you know? And it's been such a blessing that you've lived like 2 seconds away. So you could always like chill out and stuff. And I can see such a work in you, man, and how God's using you and how God's taking you. Just the leadership and how you are full of joy, even though like someone can beat the snot out of you, you still be like, oh, well, God will use this situation somehow. You know what I mean? You're full of hope.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate that in you, man. And I know God's going to use you in powerful ways. And I'm stoked that you're coming to Montreal. And I know that you're not going to leave.
Soon the church still group will be empty and in Quebec. Steel Creek Church of Montreal.
There's something very prophetic happening at Steel Creek. Concerning French things, it's just, I don't know, you know, the first few couple of months back when we did a French song to honor the Haitian people, and right after Brad came to me and said, we have to have another, you know, when can you do it? I think John and I immediately recorded another so they could teach it to the singers. I think within 3 or 4 weeks we did another, and have we done that twice or three times? I can't remember. I think, and then my presentation when Brendan came, we did another. And I told the church, you know, you could be singing in Chinese. I mean, you could be singing in German. But you're not. There's no French speakers in our church, just a handful. I mean, just a half a dozen.
What's really cool is that we have a huge Hispanic population in our church. And they actually do translation for the Spanish people.
Yeah, that's right.
And they are blessed by speaking and by singing in French.
Mm. Yeah, one of the main Hispanic couples came to me after we sang a song in French, and they said, the anointing of the Lord is on you, and we are praying for you. Mm. And I said, well, pray for France. You know, I mean, pray that people in France see the same thing. Mm. And, anyway, Christiane, I so trust you. I so trust you. And I don't know how it is, but you have caught the vision. And, you've made it so easy for me. And I don't know how many years ago I met you, but It's been a while now. And your heritage, you walk in a heritage that's so strong in your life. And, you know, I mean, the benefit to this ministry and to me is just incredible. Your leadership, your worshiper's heart. I could not do what you're doing. I could. I'm a musician, but I can't just break forth into song like you do. And you bless us so richly. And I've always enjoyed just celebrating you. I mean, I love being around you, and I love being a part of what you do, and I'm honored. I'm very honored. Mm-hmm. You know, you could walk in many directions, but you've really chosen to follow. And you follow almost without comment. You don't correct. You're very encouraging. And it speaks a lot to me. It just speaks volumes. And I'm praying for you and Mode because, and I love to see the two of you together. I'm so pleased that you're married.
Mm. So are we.
And I just want to thank you. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done in your life and how rich that is for us. Mm. So bless you, man.
I'm honored to work with you too. I'm really honored to work with you too. You've been a huge encouragement. I just thank God to devote to you all truly. Just to know you is a huge blessing. Last year has been awesome. I need to thank you.
Mm-hmm. I need to let you know, man. If it were not for you, there's a. You were probably at least half the reason I was going to show up. Because I had known you, and I knew that I could work with you, and that you would accept everything. God has really done a work in the last year, and it's been awesome. And I appreciate everything about you, and you've been such an encouragement and acceptance, and I'm just honored to have been able to spend a year with you and get to know you in that way. You kind of like let me in the hole and like show me the rest of the world.
Man, I don't even know where to start. We've been through everything, man. And you're the best friend I've ever had, man. The best. You were always there, no matter what, man. No matter what I would do, you'd always call me and ask me how I was doing. It's okay, I gotta come. I often put God aside and you were always such an encouragement to me. We'd have meetings at home, at my house, and sometimes I wasn't able to be there. And the letter you wrote, man, he left me a note on my bed, and I read it almost every night before going to bed, man.
You know, Christian, I've been traveling to Montreal for a number of years. And I've characterized this, I've told people who I explain what we're doing, it's a youth movement. It's a youth movement. Because the adults haven't heard. My peers, when I go into Montreal, they haven't heard this voice. It sounds crazy. They're like, who's this crazy American? He keeps coming here, he keeps talking to us. You know, we have things to do, and the vision that's in my heart has been steady, very steady. And it's a youth movement. It's you and your parents. It's you guys and your parents who've heard, who've had hope. Your parents have hope. They want God to do something. You get time? You know, it's the kids and their parents. They want you guys to taste the Lord. And you have led that movement.
I want to say something. It was hard for Brendan to... to move. I'm really glad he did, actually.
It's hard for you.
No. I mean, it was hard, you know. I mean, he's my first child, but... just knowing you were there made me feel comfortable. Anyway, Paul.
I know June, when we started having a family, June would say, you know, June's not impressed unless it's impressive. I love that about June. She's not impressed unless it's truly impressive. So my life's goal is to impress her. It's neat. A lot of people are impressed with my gifts, not June. No. Because a gift is like having a Mercedes. It's just a gift. But June has always dug around for the real character, the real foundation. And she would say to me that we want a family that's different. We don't want just an ordinary, run-of-the-mill family. We want to make a difference. And it's not what we thought. We had no plan for that exactly, like what the Lord would do. But I see the Lord fulfilling June's prayer. And I also want to say about June that it was really important to me that June be on this trip with me. There were many voices that said to me, I can't believe you're taking your family on this trip. I thought this was a mission trip. And my response was, I can't continue in my mission without my family. This is a family mission. And I would be a crippled, crippled man if I had not had my wife on this trip with me. I promise you. I mean, a crippled man. When you see me, it's not just me. It's June. It's true. When you see me in my life, so much of what's in my life is because of her. So much of who I've become is because of June. And I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, we're not similar in so many ways, and yet we have fused our lives together. And there's an expression that comes out of our family because of that. And You know, June hasn't necessarily had a heart for the French world like I have, but she has a heart for every one of you. And if you speak French and you're in her heart, you understand? If you speak French and you're in her heart, you know, God uses her. He uses her to bless people who come into the scope of our family. And, you know, she's again, if her grandkids speak French, her grandkids, they'll, you know, they couldn't have a better heritage, I think. I love it. So I'm so pleased.
I just want to really encourage your family, because for so long, I wanted you to be my family. Brendan, you were always the brother that I wish I had. And Dina and Kimmy and Alicia, you guys are like the sisters that I never got to see. And June and Greg, and you're like the father that I've always wanted. For the longest time, I wanted you to be my father. I remember once, it was Father's Day, and I came over to your house, and I couldn't stay, because I couldn't comprehend what a real family was. It was so evident that you guys are family. And I remember I ran. I literally ran from your house. I said I couldn't take it. And you guys have just been such a blessing.
Oh, right. Mm.
We love Frankie. We do.
Frankie, you are always welcome to be a part of my family.
I used to have to bribe Frankie to come over. I'd say, I'll cook for you if you'll just come visit me.
Oh, man. John, you know, John's he's mon copain. He's my partner. And you know, John, there's something. You and I both know I cannot do this without you. But more than that, John, I love celebrating you. I don't want to do this without you. I trust you. And I trust your wisdom, and I just trust you. And of all the friends I've known, and I know hundreds of people, I swear I do. I've never had a steadier friend. And I look at us sometimes and I think, we must look unlikely. You know what I mean? Like the unlikely pair. You know, we're in our giftings, we're nothing alike, but we share the same heart. And, you know, every week I sit with John, every week. And we've been talking about these things for many months, many, many months. And I just so trust, I so trust you and the Lord in your life. I want everybody to know John Dudek. John's, you You know, John's a quiet guy. He's not necessarily, you know, being comfortable in the middle of a bunch of people and stand up and give a speech, not sort of thing. That's not really John, but there's been times he's been misunderstood. And I've been around where he's been misunderstood. And I've always volunteered, at least, to speak on his behalf and say, you know, or consider something else about John. I don't know, John. It's just my pleasure. And I've often said I look forward to growing old. And looking back at just the years of the Lord, and I love that you were there when all this started. I had waited for years for the calling to come forth, and you've been there from the very beginning of it. So many others aren't, and it doesn't matter. You know, I've got my buddy, and we're going for it.
You know, I'm sort of practical, and Greg, he'll say what he's going to do, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm holding on for the wild ride, you know what I mean? But it always made me feel comfortable knowing that John was there to kind of take Greg
a little to take his ideas and make him more practical.
Limits to that too. We still need another person on this team for the next time around, I think. Yeah. A good Caleb type person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And John, I so appreciate the growth I've seen in Pam around this trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's had plenty of opportunity to be sort of analytical and see the you know, she has really exhibited a tremendous amount of grace and faith. And I just see the Lord has used this to really challenge and change things in Pam that I had not witnessed before. And we want to continue to pray for your family and your heart and your heart for Switzerland.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, it was important for me for Pam and Jennifer to come too. So in a way, it's too bad that they needed to leave before the end, because I think the best is yet to come on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
But my prayer has just been that they would see the Lord at work, you know, in some measure through all he's doing here. And I don't expect necessarily to see, you know, a lot of instant results. I mean, you know, our family, things don't happen instantly. And that's the way we are, you know, in our personality types.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're late bloomers. It's taking us a lot longer to get to where we are.
Mm.
But I feel like we're kind of like, you know, oak trees that grow slow, you know. Once the Lord accomplishes something in us, you know, it's really solid.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the whole side of spontaneity and listening for the Lord's guidance that we have gained from being with Greg, you know. And I believe that's, you know, the phase of our life that we're in now is learning how to hear the Lord and follow Him in a day-to-day manner, as opposed to, you know, the big picture long-term, which is where we have been up till now. But, you know, every decade in our lives, the Lord takes us to another level in our walk in relationship with Him and what He does in us and through us. And yeah, we're at least I believe Pam and Jennifer are understanding better, I think, where the Lord is moving me at this stage of my life, and that was part of it that I had, you know, coming on this trip was how he was going to do that, to help them to understand. And we'll see where the Lord takes us from here. You know, we have in our, at least I have in my heart, to do something in the French-speaking world, in ministry, that we can't do in Charlotte. And I don't know exactly what that is. It'll continue to be the behind-the-scenes kinds of things, which is what, you know, what the Lord has been doing in me and has been preparing me for all my life, you know. I've been studying technology since 1959.
Said again, studying what?
Studying technology since 1959. And the whole purpose, I've always believed, was for the Lord to use it, and not just for me to do it to earn money to live on.
Mm-hmm.
No. I always say, my time is too valuable to be spent earning money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's things like this trip, you know, that are exactly what the Lord has been preparing us for. And I'm not saying what it will be in the future, but it will continue to be things that are strategic that the Lord is doing. You know, making things and making things work is what I do. And, you know, Adam was right on that, you know, that aspect. I mean, that's exactly who I am and what the Lord has done, you know, through me and will continue to do through me, I'm sure. This trip has brought me to a stage in life of being able to relate better to the people side of ministry. And I'm sure that's, it's been difficult. In my prior years, up until the past couple of years, it's been very difficult for me to relate to people at any level of ministry. And my experience in Steel Creek has, you know, working with the sound and the music team and so on, has helped a lot there. That's definitely.
You know, John, we have no problem relating to you.
Yeah, well, I haven't had trouble relating to people on a friendship level, but on a ministry level.
Right.
I still feel like I don't have much to say when it comes to saying words, you know. That I've known for 25 years, the Lord uses my mind and my hands and my abilities in making and in enabling ministries.
Amazing. You know, John and Pam are career missionaries, and you know, they've not used that to judge anybody who's not. I mean, they've not. Sometimes I meet missionaries who seem to stand in a little bit of a judgment. But, you know, his sense of value, like what a value is just, I mean, if you protect, John, you so protect me. You so protect what we're doing. I just, you know, more than what you know technically, your sense about things, your, you know, your assessment is, and I've come to really depend on it and
those are the things that the Lord has been working in my, I would say in the years of my 40s. Now I'm into my 50s, and he's working more on the people relationship side of things.
I was really pleased because, you know, Jennifer tends to be a loner. She's not an easy little girl to get to know. Even though I've known her for a long time, I know a lot about her. She's, you know, strikes me as being real bright, but she got to taste something, I think, something different here, you know, fellowship with a group of people, and you know, she's probably like the best friend to one person, and that's awesome. But I think it's neat for her to get to taste something different.
Yeah, well, Jennifer does not relate to the lifestyle and interest of the average school kid.
Right.
She's expressed that. You know, she's waiting for guys to come along to have some maturity. And for her to be interested in guys, I mean, and she's, you know,
okay,
she
cool.
enjoys.
Well, I don't mean talk about that. I'm talking about just a fellowship of a group.
She enjoys a lot of the things that the kids in his group enjoy, but she doesn't enjoy relating at the in the way that kids can relate at that age.
Right.
Normally, she's more mature or more. It's because she's an only kid. That's part of it.
Right.
Sure.
Well, I just want to say a quick prayer. I want to give you some instructions. Father, we love you again. We love your ways, Lord. We love the way you encourage and edify the body. And thank you for your words of encouragement, Lord, to each of us. Father, thank you for your preparation. Mm-hmm. Lord, refresh us that we might walk in your strength. Pray you would increase the burden of your work so that we are able to execute exactly what you see. I want to pray for Fred this afternoon, Lord. We want to bring good news. We want to announce good news that there's something coming to Fred. And I pray that, Lord, you would just move through us, Lord, as we are there and announcing tomorrow and Sunday. And Father, for please week tonight, so far, Lord, I had asked yesterday to the guys driving the vans to ask the teams on the vans, Jesus is ready to walk through Carmen of what are you? But today I have a sense that Jesus is ready to walk through Priesthood Week, and I think we are too. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We worship and adore you, Father. We lift you up. Lord, we lift you up. It's in him and through him that we have our being, that we exist. Hang on to that. Je te loue de tout mon être. C'est ça?
Mm-hmm.
Je te loue de tout mon être. I lift you up with all that I am. All my being. I lift you up with all my being. It's my offering to you, Lord. We hear this expression. This is back from October. We hear this expression, tout mon être, in French. All that I exist, all my being, all my, you know, in English we often don't sing that way. We often sing, I will do this, I will do that. We like a purpose, like we're going to do something. We actually ask, what do you do? We don't say, who are you? Right? That's okay. It's an aspect, because our will to God, what we're going to do for God, and our volunteering to the volonté, c'est volonté de, comment? The will of God. Is the volonté. Volonté is the same Latin word for to volunteer. To do is to volunteer to follow the Lord. To do is okay, but there's an expression we find in the French world that's all my existence, all that I am, I lift up to you. And I think we're getting a sense of that now. As the Lord, you know, the Lord's speaking to us who we are. He has been all week. We want to turn back around and offer it back. Mm-hmm. All that I am, I give to you. Mm-hmm. We'll have lunch together. Mm-hmm. We're 5 minutes late, and which is, you know. We'll have lunch together. We'll come back down here right after. I'd say, you know, use the bathroom, all that kind of stuff.